Hey team, and welcome to episode 5 of the Patch Podcast, where we discuss all things people and culture. Again today, I am joined by Hugh Sykes, our New South Wales manager and head of research and development at Corporate Challenge. How are you going, Hugh?
I'm all fine. How's yourself?
Good, thanks, mate. Good. Look, the last 4 episodes, we've been discussing what it takes to create a fumish culture. Obviously, this is something that we're very passionate about, and hopefully we're starting to get the word out there that if you can practice a fumish culture, then you're on your way to having a positive team culture and ultimately being able to have greater success within your organisation. So the F in fumish, remind me, Hugh, what did that stand for?
Friendly.
Absolutely. Have you got a friendly environment? The U?
Absolutely.
The U was for...
Understanding.
An understanding environment. We then had motivating, inspiring, and today we're going to discuss a little more around what it takes to have a supportive and happy culture. Launching straight into it, looking at supportive. For me, supportive has 2 aspects to it. It's about physical and emotional support. And probably the simplest way that I like to think about it is... When you're thinking about support, does the organisation, or do you feel when you're working within an organisation or within a team, does the team have your back? I think if we think about our good old sporting analogies, they're probably the best ones. And as everybody knows, and I know you know, Hugh, I'm a passionate baseballer, but any team that I've ever played on where you feel, and actually if I relay a story of a Division One a cup, we actually at our local club went back to back to back 3 years in a row back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was probably supportive was probably one of the underpinning parts of the culture that was happening at the organisation at the time, because every single player that was running out in that Division One team every single day that they were going out to play in opposition felt that everyone else on the team had their back and that everybody else out there was playing for each other. And I think that really probably underpins what a supportive environment is all about. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think it also goes back to something that we spoke about in a previous episode, and that's feeling safe. I think feeling safe within the organisation, knowing, like you said before, the organisation has your back. If you're safe and feel that your team can support you and have your back in, you know, the decisions that are made and, you know, things that are going on within the workplace, outside of the workplace, then, yeah, I believe that's what a supportive culture really looks like. So,
I agree. And I think that acknowledgement that, you know, and again, if we're thinking about a team, you know, the acknowledgement that we all understand what sort of pressures, whether it be in a particular moment, you know, again, coming back to baseball terms, that in a particular moment you make an error because of the pressure that you're under at any particular time. The acknowledgement from each of the individuals within that team to accept that was uncharacteristic of you. They know the level that you can perform at, and they support you enough to acknowledge that was not something that you would normally do, enables you to then lift up from a place of, you know, error, mistake, and not repeat it. And I think that's really what a supportive culture is really about, being able to lift people back up, because, you know, life has its challenges and we all make mistakes, whether it's, you know, on the sporting field or in a business team.
And, this is true.
If those around us support us enough to show that they believe in us, then that gives us that comfort and freedom to be real, I suppose, to use another term, to be real, be ourselves, and to bring our full selves to every moment that we're coming to within the workplace. So now, as with I suppose the same format that we've taken throughout this podcast series. When we've looked at each of the steps of creating a fumish culture, we've then also looked at the application through the 3 E's. Would you like to maybe explain to listeners how we feel that supportive might be able to be applied within an organization using the three E's?
Yeah, I think environment is a big one when it comes to supportive, and something just as simple as flexible workplaces. And I know this is going to be something that is, especially in the current times we're in and moving forward, that flexible workplaces are going to become even more really essential to keep people in the right space. I know just from my perspective and, you know, just from what I have experienced in the past with both my kids, both preemie babies, and both spent quite a lot of time in hospital when they were born. And, you know, the support from both yourself and the rest of the organisation that I got, being able to be flexible with the hours that I worked across that time when they were in hospital, made a huge difference, both emotionally to get through that time, which was obviously very hard, and, you know, still being able to keep on track with everything that I needed to, kept me in a good headspace. And, you know, didn't just completely have to, you know, remove myself from one situation to deal with another one. And it was, you know, if I didn't have that support, then, you know, I don't know where I would have ended up at that point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you also touched on it there, you know, in this this current world that we're living right now, this flexibility for people to be able to, I think we're recognizing more that, you know, the world can operate, business can operate with working from home and, you know, or working from the office, whatever is allowed at any particular time in any particular location. But that flexibility to be supportive to the need of anyone at any particular time certainly plays an important part in, again, coming back to making people feel comfortable and the freedom to be themselves. And to be real. So, excellent. So, look, moving on to our final part of a fumish culture, and that is a happy culture. Now, one of the things that I find when talking about a happy culture is it's really easy for individuals, and a lot of people go, well, you know, we're not happy all the time. Our team aren't happy all the time. We can't be happy all the time. And I suppose one of the things that I really want to clarify for listeners is that let's not confuse the fact that having a happy culture is not about people always smiling. It doesn't mean that you can't be serious. It's about the culture within the organization being playful, about the culture being lighthearted, and it's about bringing everybody together. And I suppose in a roundabout way, a happy culture is a reflection of a friendly culture, an understanding culture, a motivating culture, an inspiring culture, and a supportive culture. And it really does, you know, from my perspective, encompass and bring all of the other elements of a fumish culture together, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you've got those, the other five, it's going to be a happy place to work. You're going to be in a really good place and you're going to be happy in your work. And it's going to be, like you said, it's not about being that guy who rocks into the office every day and, you know, killing everyone with their upbeat vibes and just trying to be overly happy all the time. It's about, it's about the combination of all of everything else culminating in that, the happiness that you feel when you're in the workplace.
Yeah. And probably two words that come to mind for me are sort of, content and comfortable. You know, when you feel content and comfortable with the workplace, the culture, the team, and everything that that the business or the team that you're working with stand for at any particular time. And as I said before, it's really about bringing it all together. So again, if we look at, you know, a good way of being able to go away now and helping build a happy culture, apart from, as we've already alluded to, apart from practicing all other five steps of a fumish culture, what could we do from a perspective of the application using the three E's to help build a happy culture?
I think just really simply, first thing that springs to mind is the fish philosophy.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's simple stuff. When you know it and it's there in the front of your mind. But if it's not there and you don't know about it, then it can be quite difficult. But I mean, bringing play into your workplace is just something that obviously when you're playing, you're happy. It does. And again, going back, just to reiterate the point, just because you're playing, it doesn't mean you can't be serious. I mean, sure, you can have a really serious job, but it doesn't mean you can have a bit of fun at work with your colleagues. It's not about, you know, it's
not about mucking around.
Correct. It's not about mucking around. Yeah, exactly. It's lightheartedness and the ability to not take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, yeah, look, that's, you know, you touched on it, and we've mentioned it in previous episodes that, you know, a lot of this, and fish is an example of this, it's a really, really simple concept, but simple in concept is not necessarily simple in practice. It takes work. And I know talking to many, many people, not just leaders, but many people that I know that practice the fish philosophy and have done for many years, and in the current challenges that we're going through with COVID-19 and so forth, it takes extra effort to be able to choose your attitude on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, so this idea of it, of simplicity, can still be fairly complex in nature when it comes to the actual application and the dedication that it takes to apply some of these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And look, as you said, I think that is probably the number one thing that people could go and do is to go and get the fish book, have a read, and familiarize themselves with the concept of the fish philosophy and what it means, because they are four powerful tools to be able to transform any workplace culture and people's lives, in fact.
Yeah. Lives in general. And I think, like you said, at the moment, the current times that we find ourselves in, be very, very useful for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, that that brings us to the conclusion of episode 5 of the Patch Podcast. We thank you again for joining us. We hope that we're giving you some useful tips, each one of these, that you can go away and hopefully help create a more positive team culture within your workplace or any team environment for that matter that you might be in. So thank you again for joining us. If you would like to find out more, you can find out more at www.thepatch.com.au, and you can always reach out to both you and myself through that forum. So thanks again. Take care and stay well.